Hi, you're listening to an episode of the Pedestrian Podcast, taped live at Stageworks Theater in San Francisco, California, on February 24th, 2017 at 7 p.m. Please visit our website at pedestrianpodcast.improvfrombelow.com to listen to more episodes and find out where you can see our next show. Also, please like us on Facebook and iTunes.
Boop, 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 I'm walking!
Hi, hello, hi.
Hello, welcome to the Pedestrian Podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm Krish.
Well, I'm Hector.
We can have a conversation on any topic, on any subject. So we're actually going to improvise these based on your suggestions. We're going to improvise two podcasts based on your suggestions. And we have a group of friends who...
That's right. Our group of friends, they think this is kind of pretentious of us.
Yeah, a little pretentious of us to have this. So we've invited them to try their best to mock us in between our conversation.
Yeah.
So you might hear them chiming in at parts.
Yeah, and please laugh and clap for them because they'll need it because, it's a tough challenge.
Because we're not pretentious at all.
Absolutely not. Without further ado, can you put your hands together?
For Andy Feldman... Bree Kalla, Caitlin Harrington, and David Chalk.
Hi, friends. I'm sorry.
You didn't see that.
A projector just fell down.
Before we interrupted, we just introduced Andy Feldman, Bree Kalla, Caitlin Harrington, and David Chalk.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Are we ready to do that again, Hector?
I need a cry.
Aww.
I think we're ready. The audience can watch me save this recording.
I'm kind of trying to do the same thing.
I saved it.
But I can't press the record button again. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
The record button.
We know what's going on.
Yeah. We have we're recording this on three different devices. My laptop, my phone, and Hector's phone.
Yeah. You might think we're super smart for being extra careful, and you're right.
Yeah. We should also point out that last time we recorded two podcasts here, and they didn't get recorded at all.
Yeah,
so they were lost to history.
So really, we keep using the word record, but that's incorrect.
Tape?
Yeah. Well, no, nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Oh, we recorded at a low volume.
Yeah, we just talked. Cool. So I guess to get us started for the next one, can we get another suggestion of a pleasant or happy memory from your past?
Riding a roller coaster.
Thank you. I used to be so afraid of roller coasters. I don't know if I am still. I haven't been on one in a long time. But like roller coasters used to like give me like this panic. And it's like there's two kinds of roller coasters. I think there's like the rickety like up and down roller coaster, and then there's a roller coaster that's like with the loops. And the loops I can handle. Like that doesn't scare me.
Uh-huh.
It's that free fall feeling because I feel like my testicles go up into my stomach, and that's the same feeling I get when I'm on a swing set. So swing sets also freak me out.
Okay, have these been long-standing feelings? Because I mean,
yeah.
And
I'm surprised that other people don't get this feeling, or maybe they get it and they like it, but I don't like it. I don't like that feeling of like
the feeling of the fear.
The anticipation
and the physical feeling.
Uh-huh. The physical feeling of like free fall is terrifying, and I hate it. It does not make me feel good.
I feel the rush. I feel the adrenaline rush. I used to enjoy roller coasters all the time, like back in high school. We used to have Six Flags Great Adventure. It was in South Jersey, and we used to go there all the time, like my high school friends. And once I got a car, we used to drive there all the time. I haven't been to an amusement park in over a decade.
Now, when you say you go there all the time, do you like go there and then like wait 3 hours in a line to get on the roller coaster?
We'd get there early. We wouldn't have to wait in line.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
Well,
if you get to a park early, you don't have to wait in line.
On a weekday or like in a weekend?
It would be the summertime. We'd go during the summer. You could go during
Because the adults were working.
That's right, but we were kids. We had cars.
Yeah.
We
were kids. We had cars. Yeah. Okay. So you get there summertime. You're like, fuck yeah, we're going to ride the roller coaster.
Exactly.
You get there,
yeah.
And there's no lines at all. What about all the other kids who had the same idea?
Well, we were smarter than them.
Oh, okay.
We just got there early. I mean, at some point.
How early?
I don't know.
6 a.m.?
not 6 a.m. I don't think amusement parks open at 6 a.m.
What time do they open?
Whenever we got there. I don't remember. It was 20 years ago.
Okay. All right. No, that's fine. Yeah.
Don't get on my case.
I'm just, I feel like there's a lot of holes in your story right now. But the
it
thing
happened.
Is,
it happened.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, like, I can't imagine people getting excited for, I know there are theme parks. I know families love going to them. I know people love riding roller coasters, but I don't see how, because it's,
I mean, there's a logical fallacy in everything you're saying, because you're making the assumption first that these amusement parks are crowded. And second, you're saying, I don't see how anyone could like it. So you have to kind of give up one of those.
I don't think so. I think people love the idea of being at an amusement park, love like being there, being seen. I think it's a scene. I think people love being seen and known, like, oh, hey, did you see the Jeffersons? They went to Disneyland, right? It's not about like, oh, hey, did you see like Ronald? He was way up there, up high. No one says that. They're like, oh, he's good enough to take his family to Disneyland.
It doesn't work that way. It's not like everyone's waiting at the amusement park to like keep tabs on who else is there. Oh yeah, I'm hiding out behind Bugs Bunny to see who arrives. Oh man, it's Ted. No, that doesn't happen. That does not happen at all.
Well, first of all, I do think that Disneyland does keep tabs on every single, like, I've been watching Westworld, and I think Disneyland is no different from Westworld, where they're keeping tabs on every single person in the park.
I wouldn't be surprised if Disneyland's doing that. I'll give you that. But it's not like,
see,
all
now,
your friends work at Disneyland. Like, that's the thing that you're trying to say. You're trying to be the popular person. It's not like Disneyland publishes who went there. It's not like they have a newsletter. Hey, last week Ted was there. Yeah. That doesn't happen.
Krish, obviously Ted is a very popular person. And he's definitely showing up on this newsletter that you apparently are not getting.
I'm not getting this. You subscribe to the Disneyland newsletter.
I don't subscribe to it, but I believe it exists.
I don't believe it exists. Yeah, I do not believe this.
You think it's apocryphal?
I think it was made up by you.
This newsletter that you talked about?
That I brought up.
That Ted is on?
That Ted is on. I think you created this, and this is your fabrication.
Krish, if I needed to fabricate stuff, first of all, I wouldn't do it on this made-up podcast.
It's a real podcast. We are recording this. It is real.
Bullshit. What happened to the last recording we did?
They didn't get recorded, all right?
Well, a logical fallacy.
All right, fine. Our last two didn't get recorded. This one's actually getting recorded, and we have N plus two redundancy. We've recorded this on three different devices. So if any two of them fail, we still have one recording.
Okay. Well, you know, speaking of N plus two redundancies, roller coasters also have a lot of safety precautions.
They do.
Which I don't understand. What's the point? What's the point? If, like, the whole point is to be thrilled, then why do you have all these safety precautions?
Because you don't want to die.
But then what's the point of getting on a roller coaster if you don't think that you'll die?
You don't actually want to die. You want the sensation of your body to have an experience. Think about
it. Which is the worst part of it. That's the worst part. The part where your testicles go up into your stomach. That's the worst part of it. You want the thrill.
Yeah. We're honeymooning in Disneyland.
And we love the feeling of testicles coming up into our stomach.
We do. It's kind of like, it's like what horny feels like.
But safer, because you know they're only going to go up so far because of the safety precautions.
And there's no risk of STDs or pregnancy this way.
No. Disneyland, Disney World, all the Disney theme parks are the cleanest theme parks.
Yeah. So that's why we chose Disneyland for our honeymoon.
Not like the Pattersons, who came back from Great Adventure with
no.
a little
herpes.
More than they came with. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't take safety precautions at Great
Adventure.
And
while herpes might be thrilling
to some dirty people.
I mean, it must be, because a lot of people have herpes.
A lot of people have herpes. And, you know,
I just don't see the appeal.
I just don't see why.
It's like, honestly, I want to engage in behavior that would almost give me herpes.
Yeah, just like this close, like super close to herpes.
But you know, there's like this Disney-esque layer of...
At the same time, you know, no matter what,
protected.
You're not going to get
no,
herpes.
No, because it's a magical place.
Yes,
it's literally the happiest, herpes-freest place to honeymoon.
We chose Disneyland for our honeymoon.
Not like the dumbass Pattersons.
Mm-mm. No, because one, it's safe. Two, roller coasters make you horny. And three, now we have a nice story to tell our children that we won't have after our honeymoon. Because there's no sex.
None at all. But we came close a few times.
Do you remember that time that we lied about going to Chuck E. Cheese and the neighbors almost found out?
Yeah, that was a really scary moment for us.
Oh my God, that would have been so embarrassing if they my found God. Out we lied.
I thought they were going to find out right as we were telling them because I forgot what Chuck E. Cheese's name was.
Oh my God, you called it Charles Cheese. I was
just going, pleased. You didn't hear that, you didn't hear that, you didn't hear that.
And then I was like, oh yeah, he like extends the names of things. And then we were safe.
Yeah, just, you know, Chuck E. Cheese. Like, he's an important figure in my life, so I want to like speak about him in a formal way.
Right, and then we were safe.
Yeah.
And then I said that we went in the ball pit, and then they were like, adults can't go in the ball pit.
But
I was like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah, I remember just looking at you and going like, oh, shit, what are we going to do?
And I looked at you, and you were like shrugging, and I was like, help me out. This is going to be real bad.
I'm really glad I told them it was like adult day. So yes. they allowed us in the ball pit, and they bought it. Oh,
that
my God.
Save. And then the thing about the animatronic, I said there was a Big Bird animatronic.
Oh,
and
God.
I mixed up.
Yeah, and the look that they gave us was just like, oh, you're a bunch of lying assholes.
So embarrassing.
But thankfully, we told them it was also Sesame Street Day.
Yeah.
They were having a lot of days at Chuck E. Cheese. That's what
days.
We said. Yeah.
We're quick.
Yes, we're quick.
Smart.
But yeah, we should probably think about our lies ahead of time, though.
Yeah, we should have coordinated that story.
Yeah.
I didn't expect them to ask.
I know. They were so curious.
And I didn't want to tell them we went to the herpes doctor.
Yeah. That would have been embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
So I guess I am suspicious of scenes. I'm suspicious of gatherings.
You're suspicious of gatherings.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, what surprises me about that is, I mean, we're gathering all the time, and it's not like everyone's watching each other at these gatherings. It's not like it's like that. It's part of human, like, it's part of, like,
Krish,
our,
I'm gonna
we're social animals.
Krish, I'm going to tell you about one of the most famous gatherings, that is of the Juggalos, and these are people who get dressed up.
I know who the Juggalos are.
Okay, well, I'm just saying they are gathering, and they are gathering to be seen. To be seen in their insane clown posse outfits, drinking Faygo, doing whatever crazy acts. It is insane.
That may be true. I don't see where you're going with
it. I'm just saying that people gather, and I don't trust big gatherings because I feel like they are all there to like feel like, oh, I'm not alone with this weird habit of dressing up like a clown. No, there's other people, and therefore I'm validated because of it. And I feel like that's what's happening at theme parks.
I don't think there's any difference between theme parks, which you just described there, and just going to a party. Like, that's another gathering.
Again, another gathering
but
that
I'm
suspicious of.
But I don't see anything wrong with these gatherings. Why are you saying, this is a gathering. We're in a gathering right now.
And I don't trust anyone here.
You don't trust, this is a safe space. Okay. Yes, the projector fell.
The projector nearly killed David.
I don't think David was at any risk, and I'm sure it brought him a little bit of excitement too. Because I breathe it, because he knew he was gonna be fine. And we all had a little bit of a laugh there. Yes, it was briefly tense, but we know that that's gonna be attached later. We know somebody's gonna reattach that projector and everyone's gonna be fine. And we had a little bit of a laugh about it earlier. So we got our amusement.
Krish, the thing is like human beings, mm-hmm. we're unpredictable. You get a gathering of human beings.
Yes,
it's
I see where
dangerous.
You're assuming the things that are
parades, sporting events.
So, by the way, these two things that you just described—they're
halftime shows.
They're very predictable elements of all three of those things. In a halftime show, it's choreographed beforehand. They know what the set lists are.
Wardrobe malfunction. We both lived through that. All right. Was that choreographed? Maybe. I don't know, but
that
it was a surprise.
That part was.
I was aroused.
So you're saying you enjoyed it?
Yeah, well, I then went
look
and
at,
cried
look
in my
at
room.
All those other kids on the playground. They're up to something.
No, they're not. They're just children.
Yeah, but look at their beady little eyes and them going up and down the slide. I mean, that's a conspiracy if I ever saw one.
Are you nuts? What would the conspiracy
Don't
be?
Call me nuts.
How is a conspiracy normal children doing normal children things?
Oh, they have their ways. They're going to, like, take the slide and, like, make some invention to, like, take over the world or something. With slides.
I'm really trying to see what you're saying here, but what's different about these children from all the other children in the world on all the other slides?
It's a worldwide conspiracy. All the children, unborn babies are in on it too.
Unborn babies are in on the slide conspiracy.
They
Say
are.
More.
They are. Oh, I think just when it's ingrained in like every little bit of sperm.
Sperm and slides, huh? You know, adults aren't really supposed to be that close to children unaccompanied by children. There's that sign on most of the playgrounds here.
Okay, you have a point there.
But maybe the children put that sign up.
You agree with me then?
You're making a convincing argument.
Thank you. Yeah, they're trying to keep us away from them so they can keep their conspiracy of slide sperm going.
Welcome to little Jimmy's fifth birthday party. Come on in. There's, you know, put your coat anywhere and please take a tracker.
Did you say a tracker?
Yeah, it's a simple little magnetic pin that you put on your jacket, and up here on the screen we'll be able to see where you are in the house at all times.
Oh, that sounds fun, but why?
I just don't feel comfortable having a lot of people in my house. So I like to see where you are at all times.
I gotta be honest, that makes me a little uncomfortable.
Well, if we're all uncomfortable, that makes it safe. And if you're feeling extra uncomfortable, if you look in the fireplace, I have a bunch of guns.
Oh.
I'm telling everybody this, because if everybody is aware, then we're all safe.
On the one hand, there's some logic to what you're saying, but on the other hand, I'm very scared.
Well, you know, it's a 5-year-old's birthday party. There's no reason to be scared.
Well,
just safe.
Will the 5-year-olds have access to the guns?
Of course not, no. And all of their party bags, I put little knives.
Oh, that's really terrifying.
Well, I feel that little people should have little weapons to protect themselves.
Well, I guess it's better than them having guns.
It's just very unnerving to me to have a lot of people in my house and not know where they are. And also, if they didn't have a weapon, I would also be unnerved. So both things are better for me.
Well, I mean, I guess if everybody else is going to have weapons, then I would like me and my child to both have weapons too.
Yeah, no, I already gave your daughter a machete when she walked in. She's larger than the other kids.
Thank you.
I forgot what I was going to say.
David, you walked up to the mic. I mean, you were supposed to have an initiation.
I know. I had it, and then it went away as soon as I got up here, and I knocked shit over.
David, first off, that wasn't, like, your fault, okay? You stop blaming yourself for everything. It's just,
that thing didn't used to be there. I did the exact same entrance on Wednesday night, like,
yeah,
two or three
yeah,
times.
Okay.
Didn't knock
freak
it down
thing,
at all.
Freak thing, okay? Not your fault. It's okay.
There's probably too many people on stage.
There are six. There have been a lot more. Have you been to a jam?
Right. If I was here, there would have been one chance of that thing getting knocked over. Now there were six chances, and it got knocked over.
David, you're being ridiculous, okay? It's just, it's
It was
loose.
I think
loose.
You saying that I'm being ridiculous is a logical fallacy.
Excuse me?
The point is, we have N+5 redundancy of people on stage. So this was bound to happen.
Really wish you weren't going to bring math into this. Okay. David, trust me, it's okay. and it's going to be fixed, and it won't fall again. And if it does fall again, you might not be here for that, so it's like not you.
I know, but I'm going to start getting here early like a smart person. If I look up what time things open and get there first, then I'll be the smartest one there, and I won't have to stand in line, and nothing will fall down. That's what I was going to initiate with.
I think you're just a little paranoid.
Are you calling me a conspiracist?
You're totally a conspiracist.
I am not a conspiracist.
You're a general conspiracist. You believe there are conspiracies all around you.
General conspiracist? That sounds so militaristic. What are you hiding, Krish?
You just proved my point. Like, I'm not hiding anything.
That's a logical fallacy. How did I prove your point?
Huh? You prove my
point. A person who is hiding something would definitely say that they're...
You just created another conspiracy. You're creating conspiracies all around you.
I'll tell you what's a conspiracy.
What's a conspiracy?
That fifth gospel.
There is no fifth
gospel. I was hearing about this fifth gospel earlier.
There's a book called Lamb, The Gospel According to Christ, Christ's Childhood Outler. Lamb.
Who wrote that?
It was a fiction.
Salman Rushdie?
It was a work of fiction. No, it was not Salman Rushdie. Or at least I don't think so. If it was, it was under a pseudonym.
Oh, what does he have to hide?
Well, he had to hide. There was a fatwa against him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
he was Joseph Anton. That was his code name.
That was his name, Joseph Anton?
MI6 hit him, yeah.
Well, the thing is, like...
And that's actually not a conspiracy. That actually happened.
Well, it sounds dangerous.
It was dangerous, yeah.
From what? People gathered.
People.
Right? Didn't Ayatollah like tell a lot of people to gather, and that became dangerous?
Well, I mean, he didn't tell people to gather. People, they just told people to attack one person.
Yeah, but they gathered somewhere. They had to like coordinate.
I don't think they actually attacked him. He's still alive. He's still alive today.
Well, yeah, okay.
30 years later.
Actually,
years later.
I just saw him in a restaurant last summer.
You actually saw Salman Rushdie?
Yeah, yeah. We just hung out.
No, you didn't.
Are you?
I'm contradicting you.
How do you know?
I don't.
Why do I have to lie here?
Because it increases your status to say you lied.
How dare you?
Have you guys read the Disney Society pages? Minnie is getting around.
No, she's not.
My testicles are in my stomach.
It's a whole scene of people wanting to be seen with their testicles in their stomachs.
New health alert, California Adventures, herpes rising.
Christopher Moore wrote that book, Lamb.
Christopher Moore also has a fatwa against him and goes to eat in local restaurants.
Christopher Moore and Salman Rushdie are very good friends.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
I'm just going to drop the word apocryphal in here.
Well, that's a logical fallacy.
Conspiracy!
Lieutenant General Paranoia, at your service.
Did you see Mickey? He was wearing Dolce and Gabbana.
Versace.
Do you mean Michael Mouse?
you're right.
Guys, I heard at Chuck E. Cheese they're having an adult Sesame Street night. You want to go? We could play in the balls like adults.
You should see what Elmo does with the balls.
Honey, we can't go play in the balls. No sex.
All right, so, you know, fine. Whatever I had to say about roller coasters in the past, I think I can agree that I don't go anymore. I do prefer my own private life. I enjoy cooking at home and avoiding certain types of gatherings.
Yeah, exactly. I think, Krish, I think what we've determined is that we're both old.
We can both agree on that.
All right. All right. Thank you so much
for coming out tonight. This has been an Endgames Improv production.
That's right. We have shows here 6 nights a week, except for Sunday, and classes.
Yes, and you can find out about all of that at endgamesimprov.com.
Yeah, and thank you so much for coming out. We're trying to do this maybe once a month.
Yeah, once a month.
So, you know, hang out here for a month. You'll see us again.
Yeah.
But I thank you so much for being here. Thank you to Phil in the booth.
Yeah, thanks, Phil.
Thank you for... to all the awesome improvisers here.
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll see you later.